Right, today we're doing Daf Vav Amud Aleph, but we left off at the Mishnah on Hayyamud Beis. What the Mishnah is going to do is, the Torah tells us that in order to believe witnesses, you need two or three witnesses. That's a very strange way to say it. It should have said, you need two witnesses. Obviously, if you have two witnesses, good enough. Obviously, three witnesses. Why would the Torah say two or three? That's the problem the Mishnah deals with. The Mishnah has four halachos. Four potential halachos that we can learn from the fact that it says two or three. That's the Mishnah. This Mishnah is longer than the Gemara on the Mishnah. Very rare thing in Shas. The Mishnah is actually longer than the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Al pi shnayim edim ol shlosha edim yumas hameis. The Torah says, based on the testimony of two or three witnesses, we can kill somebody. That's the pasuk. Asks the Mishnah the question. If the testimony would be good enough with two witnesses, lama pirei takosuf b'shlosha? Why does the Torah have to also mention three witnesses? Question mark. Mishnah says, first halacha. Number one, elo lahakish shnayim l'shlosha. Those words should be flipped. Elo lahakish shnayim l'shlosha is to tell us that we should compare two witnesses to three witnesses in the following way. Mashlosha mezimin es hashnayim, just like three witnesses can zoom two witnesses, three witnesses can testify about two witnesses, you with us somewhere else, af hashnayim yazumu es hagimel, so too two witnesses can zoom three witnesses. If three witnesses came and said Reuven killed Shimon, two witnesses are believed to say, no, all three of you guys were with us somewhere else on that day. Even though they don't have the numbers, even though the original group was three, the next group could be two, and they could zoom them. Uminayin afilu meya. How do I even know that you could do it to 100 witnesses? 100 witnesses come and say Reuven killed Shimon. That two witnesses can be believed to say, no, all 100 of you were with us in Yankee Stadium that day. You were nowhere near the murder. Talmud Lomar edim. That's why the pasuk says edim. So halacha number one that we learn from this is that we learn from the fact that the Torah says two or three is that even a smaller number of witnesses can zoom a larger number of witnesses. Halacha number two, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says you can learn the following. Just like a group of two witnesses can only get killed if both of them become zomamin, if you catch both of them as edim zomamin. Af shlosha einan eroganachiyu shloshtan zomamin. So too, if you had a group of three witnesses, you can only kill them if all three were caught being Edom Zomim. If you only caught two out of the three, but they came as a group of three, then you cannot kill anybody. Uminayin afilu meya. How do I know that if it was a group of 100 witnesses, you cannot kill anybody until you do what? Until you catch all 100. Tamalomar Edom. That's why the pasuk says Edom. So that's halacha number two. That you need to catch all of them. Halacha number three, Rabbi Akiva Omer. The presence of the third witness is not a leniency, it is a stringency. To make the third witness have the same halacha as the first two, which means as follows. You might say, if you're the third guy that gave the testimony and you were all caught being Edom Zomim, you might say, leave me alone, because even if I didn't exist, they still would have gotten their point across, because two witnesses is also believed. So I'm a nobody here. Leave me alone. Don't hurt me. I didn't do anything. I'm just a third wheel. The third wheel didn't affect anything. But we say, no, you were part of this group, and as part of this group, you get punished. And that's a very empowering and wonderful thing, because that could be flipped around to the positive as well. If the Torah is willing to punish a third wheel, someone who's very secondary to the people who are really doing the sin, and we treat that third wheel like he's one of the primary sinners, alachas kama v'kama yeshalim schar l'nitpa lo se mitzvah ko se mitzvah. What great mussar. If you just associate with people who are doing a mitzvah, people are going to do Tomchei Shabbos, and they have enough manpower to do all the packages, but you go along to lend a helping hand, even though they didn't really need your help, you get rewarded also, even though you weren't even needed for the mitzvah. That's what we learned from Edom Zomim. So halacha number three is that we treat even the third witness, even though we didn't need him, we treat him the same as we treat the first two witnesses. Halacha number four now, just like when you have a group of two witnesses, if one of them is found to be faulty, puzzle, or something's wrong with him, the whole testimony dies, the whole testimony goes away. Af shlosha, so too if you have a group of three witnesses, nimtza echnim, karavo puzzle, edusin betela. If one of them is found to be, one of the three is found to be puzzle, is a gambler, or a ganav, or whatever, the whole testimony goes away. You might have said, no, you might have said, okay, so you had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi all testified. Levi's a ganav. You might have said, okay, so I'm not listening to Levi, but I could still listen to Reuven and Shimon. It's two kosher witnesses. No, if one of the group is puzzle, they're all puzzle. Minayin afilu meya. How do I know that even if you have a group of 100 people, if one of them is puzzle, they're all puzzle? Tamil lomar edim. That's what the pasuk says, edim. Still in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi comments, Bamed var mamurim, when is this true? Bidine nefashos, that's your important concept, dine nefashos, when it comes to life or death type of situations, that's when we say if one of the witnesses who witnessed a murder, there are 100 people who witnessed a murder, one of them is a puzzle, the whole testimony goes away. Aval bidine mamunis, but if it's about money, teskayim he'edos b'shar, then the testimony could still exist with the remaining witnesses. So if you had three guys and one of them is a ganav, don't listen to the ganav, but you still listen to the other two as long as it's about money. If it's about a life, you don't listen to the other two. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, I disagree. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos. He says, even by money issues, if one guy is puzzle, you throw out the whole testimony. You don't listen to anybody. Then another qualification, last thing in the Mishnah. The Emasai, when do we say that they count as one group of witnesses? What makes them a group of witnesses as opposed to just random people who happen to testify about something? When do we say that they become a group where if one of them is puzzled, we throw them all out? Bizman shehisru behen. If all of them gave the hasra'a, what's hasra'a? The warning. They were about to see Reuven kill Shimon, and every single one of these 100 guys went over to Reuven and said, you better not kill Shimon or Basin's going to kill you. Then we know they're one group of witnesses because they all together gave the warning to Reuven. Aval bizman shelo hisru behen. But if they didn't give the warning, just the fact that they saw Reuven kill Shimon doesn't make them part of the group. You know why? Because if it did, then it would be ridiculous. Ma yasu shneyachin sharo becha charges anefesh. Then it would be so easy to get away with murder. All you would have to do is kill someone in Times Square. Why? Times Square, there are thousands of people. Some of them might be puzzled. Right? Some people in Times Square at any given moment might be puzzled. They might be gamblers or ganavim, or, and all you need is one. So you have 1,000 people watch you murder somebody, and one guy is puzzled. What's basically going to do to everybody else? You're all gone. You're all out. Because one guy in the group was puzzled. That would be ridiculous. You can get away with murder as long as you do it in a public place. So no, what defines a group? Not just people who are there, people who are actively involved in giving warning. Only those are the group. Main point number 4 on the bottom of Haman Beis. 4 halachos that we learn from the Torah saying 2 or 3 witnesses. 4 halachos that we learn from the Torah saying 2 or 3 witnesses. I'm going to say it quickly now and not repeat it. You can listen to the recording to get it all down. A, 2 can be mazim 3. 2 can zoom 3. B, you need to be mazim every witness no matter how large the group is. C, the third wheel gets blamed and therefore the third wheel will also get credit for a mitzvah. And D, even in a very large group, one puzzle guy ruins the entire group. So even if the group is 100 witnesses, one puzzle guy would ruin the entire group. Main point number 1 on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. Machlokas, whether one puzzle guy ruins the entire group even by monetary law. But by Dinei Nefashos, it's definitely, the group is defined by those who give Hasra'ah. And by Dinei Nefashos, the group is defined by those who give Hasra'ah, those who give warning. Amar Rava, in the Gemara now. Amar Rava, when do we say that it's called one group of witnesses? V'hu she'idu kulam b'toch k'dei dibur. That's only if they all testify within a very small amount of time. The amount of time to say a quick phrase. Toch kedei dibur, very important concept. Toch kedei dibur. The amount of time it takes to say a quick phrase. Only if all 100 guys testified within that amount of time, only then do they count as one group. Amle Ravachim Yidifti, the Ravina, Ravachim Yidifti said to Ravina, what are you talking? Michti, toch kedei dibur, hechidami. Let's analyze. How long is that? How long is toch kedei dibur? So he says, I'll tell you how long it is. Kedei she'ilas Talmud l'Rav. The amount of time it takes for a Talmud to greet a Rebbe. You know the phrase? What phrase do you have? Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Umori. That's it. That amount of time. How long did it take me to say that? Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Umori. Less than 2 seconds. Toch kedei dibur is less than 2 seconds. So I asked the Gemara, Meya tuvahavu. How could 100 people testify within less than 2 seconds? That's ridiculous. That can't happen. Answers the Gemara, Amalei kol chad v'chad b'toch kedei dibur shel chavero. It doesn't mean that 100 people have to testify within 2 seconds total. It means that there shouldn't be any lag in between testimonies of more than 2 seconds. So you line them all up, all 100 people. First guy, Reuven killed Shimon. Boom. Second guy, Reuven killed Shimon. Third guy, Reuven killed Shimon. Without a lag of 2 seconds of break between one witness and the next witness testifying. That's when they count as one group. Take questions soon. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Bashlishi V'chulei U'mashnayim. Then we had, this is just a quote from the Mishnah, where Rabbi Akiva had said, Rabbi Akiva was the third one, that the third wheel still gets punished like the other two. But this is going on the last part of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to comment on the last part of the Mishnah, where he said if you kill someone in Times Square, it would be ridiculous. And if someone, as long as you have one guy who's a Karev or apostle, the whole Eidus would be battle. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. How could we even think that as long as one guy that's present is a karov or a pasul? What does a karov mean? A relative to somebody there. The Gemara says, there's always a relative to somebody there. Every case, there's a relative to somebody there. You know why? Because a person is considered a relative to himself. And the victim is always there. So he's always one of the witnesses. Therefore, there should never be any testimony because the victim was there. Amrle Rav Papa Labai, Rav Papa Asabai Elmeata Harug Yatzil. The guy who got killed should save his murderer. How does he save his murderer? Because he was there, so you can never have testimony against the murderer. Because the guy who was killed was there and witnessed the murder. And if you're going to say that as long as one person in the group of people who witnessed the murder was a karov, then there's no testimony. The victim witnessed it. So there should be no testimony. Crazy question, no? Says the Gemara, Kishar Gumei Achorav. You're right. He would. If the victim saw the murder, there can't be any testimony. The case must be where the murderer attacked him from behind, so the victim didn't see it. And that's the only way. So the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. Nirva Yatzil. The Gemara says, okay, what about someone who was involved in usher sexual relations? The victim should save. Someone, the rape victim. A man was raped by another man. He saw it happen. So he should save the murderer because he's one of the witnesses. Kisharavu me'achorav. No, it happened from behind. He didn't see who it was that was doing it to him. So says, okay, but there's another relative that's there. Not the victim. The criminal. The criminal is a relative to one of the parties involved. And he witnessed it happen. When you stab someone to death, you see your arm doing this. I assume that's how you would stab. You see, right? You'd see your finger pulling the trigger. You're a witness. Horeg Veroveya Yatzilu, the murderer, the rapist, they should save the person. They should save themselves because they were witnesses. Ishtik. The Gemara says, okay, you got me. I don't know what the answer is. So the Gemara says, okay, there is an answer. Kiyasal Kame de Rava Amar Lei. When they came to Rava, Rava said, no, the answer is obvious. Yakum Davar, the Pasuk says you need witnesses to establish the matter. And we darshan it means, and this is an important phrase, important concept. Witnesses are people who establish that something happened, not people who do it. If you are one of the people involved in the actual action, you are not a witness, you are a party to the case. Witnesses are people outside of the action. So the murder victim, the murderer, they don't count. That's why it doesn't work. Main point number three. The harug and horeg, the murder victim and murderer, are not matzil. They do not save the guy from getting killed because only Mekayme Dover count. Only people who are there as witnesses count, not people who are there as parties to the case. So they don't save the criminal, exactly. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'medvar m'chuli me'ayasu shnei achim. The Gemara said, the Mishnah had said, what are you going to do if two brothers happen to see a crime? Obviously, you can't say that the criminal is going to get away with it just because brothers happen to have been there in Times Square at the time. So only those who warn count as witnesses. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly do we say to the people who show up to Beis Din to find out if they were one group of witnesses or if they were separate groups? Amar Rava, hachi amrinalu. Rava says, this is what we tell them. Lemichzi asisu, alasidu asisu. We ask anyone who comes to report, we ask, did you come because you just happened to see it, or are you there intending to be a witness? Meaning, when you saw this going on, were you thinking, I want to testify about this together with my brother, or are you thinking, my brother will be the witness, I'm just watching what's going on for extra details? E amri, if they say, lasudeyasu, that we wanted to be witnesses, then anyone who claims that they wanted to be witnesses, nimtze echemen karav apostle edusan betela. If one of the people who said they wanted to be a witness is a relative or apostle, we throw out the whole testimony. But Iamri, Lemichzi Yasu, if they say we just came to see, well then, you're not going to throw out the testimony because sometimes you'll have people who are related that happen to see the same event. That can't ruin the whole testimony. Mayasu Shneachin. What are two brothers supposed to do? Sharo Becha, Chargas Anefesh, when they see someone kill somebody. Itmar, last line, Amr Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel says that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, who said that we only apply this halacha that by dine nefashos, not by dine mamonos. In the Mishnah, Rav Nachman Amar Halacha K'Rabbi. And Rav Nachman says that we hold like Rabbi that it applies equally to dine mamonos and dine nefashos. Which halacha? Which halacha did they argue about in the Mishnah? Whether it applies to dine mamonos? Good, that in a large group, if one man is found to be pasul, that we throw the whole thing out. So machlokas had a paskin, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or we paskin like Rabbi. I told you it was easy today, right? Today was a little easier than normal.